However, efforts by two British researchers have managed to draw the attention of competent circles in Britain, then owner of the oceans, and the government to provide another boat, well equipped, the Porcupine. Results Epoch. In 1872, the expedition set sail on board the Challenger, which became famous, and conducted 370 surveys, 255 measurements of temperature and 129 launches network trailer, along the 8,000 miles of its total route. Already those first systematic research revealed the fact that the soil of the Atlantic not plan, but provide a focus strongly profiled, for example as has been demonstrated by the diagram of figure 16. Subsequent trips, especially those made by Hydra United Kingdom, the Dolphin and Gettysburg of the US, and finally, the Meteor in Germany, have provided numerous individual data and, thus, more than 10,000 surveys of economic, according to the principle of BIM, with succinct and comprehensive report, published by H. Stocks on the scientific results of the German Atlantic Expedition of 1935, it was obtained the following table. In much expanded our knowledge of the Atlantic Ocean, a vast Atlantic basin is divided into two basins in part, by a large dorsal submarine, which extends from Iceland to the regions of Antarctica. The average depth of the western basin is 6,500 meters, and the eastern basin of 4,500 meters. At some points, the depth exceeds the limit of 7,000 meters. The dorsal parting between the two basins partial is called Dorsal Dolphin, in honor of the boat operations geometric the U.S. with this name, but also talks about Atlantic and back, with less property in Atlantic Plateau. He reaches the average altitude of 2,750 meters on the seabed. The figure 16 shows the cutting of elevation, strongly marked, crossing the North Atlantic, 40 degrees of latitude, north, says there is a confirmation of great width of some 300 to 400 kilometers in the line of the 4,000 meters deep, presenting as a folding submarine, whose targeting and supposed home address elsewhere. However, at this stage of research, an interesting feature of this particular ridge on the seabed. At one point, at approximately 30 degrees west and latitude 40 degrees north latitude, the folding extends to a training strange, enigmatic, giving the appearance of a vast submarine plateau, a vast mass ground submerged. Figure 16, importance of the soil of the Atlantic, cross section, 40 degrees in. Scale 1:60.000.000, ICM equals 600 kilometers, values of altitude increased by 600 times, ICM equals IKM. From left to right, the North American continent, North American basin, Atlantic dorsal, bottom, the ground floor massive submarine, Spanish basin, continental shelf of southern Europe. The figure 16 shows this particularly in his cutting. Indeed, looking at the map, this complex odd jumps in the eyes, with their tops in the form of art, raising it above sea level, are the Azores Islands. Several of these ridges, and the high peak, reaching 6,000 meters in altitude. Some volcanoes are active, others, extinct. This land below sea level. The platform called the Azores is of decisive importance for our research, because it is located exactly under the Gulf Stream. Today, the sea current, somewhat hindered by the tiny islets, coming here and there, amidst the desert of waters, directs its waves to the east. It is only at this point, indeed the only, where the Gulf Stream crosses the Atlantic back, there clearly extended, some of which has not by mere chance. Moreover, nowhere in the bottom of the sea approaches as far as the flower of the water here, and this is the exact location, endorsed by our research. Here ends the track which, starting from the Gulf, through the laws of the isotherm in the Atlantic, the limits of glaciation in the Quaternary period and the requirement of a blockade diluvial the Atlantic, led us, inevitably, to this singular point and precise. We complement to merge now, a fanciful idea, as follows. Suppose, for whatever hypothetical reason, in the Atlantic Ocean, sea level, suddenly, was kneeling in the order of 3,000 meters, and this process could be observed, the board of a spacecraft. What were you? Well, in this and only this exact point, there is a huge massive ground floor, with high mountains, the steep folder, and this massive set would be in the barrier to the Gulf, which is just above the dorsal Atlantic. The waters of the Gulf would crash into the west coast, slightly curve of this great island, new, born foam of the sea. Ali then the water would be dammed, scintillant rise in waves, would be diverted to and violently hits in a wide curve of return, around the Sargasso Sea, return to the west, as shown by figure 17. Possibly, only the main contingent of the Gulf would have been diverted in this way. Perhaps, an arm of the relatively weak secondary current has reached the northern tip of the X lock and, with it, moved a little further north to the cold Labrador current, the west. However, the north and east of the island would not have existed in blocking. Dot. The Gulf Stream with its warm waters and air masses of warm and humid. The northwest European goes area not the restraining influence of the ocean and would have been exposed to the weather and the cold continental climate. In times of strong trends of glaciation, increased by telluric and cosmic additional factors, such conditions would have led to the total glaciation of those areas, not favored by climate, such as happened in the same latitudes in North America. As foreshadowed, the total glaciation came to realize is, indeed, in the fourth geological period. The non-figure 17 illustrates a hypothetical possibility, but demonstrates the real situation and well-known, reigning in the North Atlantic. The Loch X, which, in this hypothetical experiment, is in our mind, in reality is a real island in the North Atlantic blocking. And at the end of the quaternary period, the island, blocking real and true, into a massive dorsal submarine in Atlantic. With that, she came to be found. To prevent against possible misunderstandings, repeat and emphasize again that we have demonstrated an imaginary experience, illustrating the coming of the imagery block submerged. Moreover, Professor Betterson made this same way in your example already mentioned book Atlantis and Atlantic, Atlantis and Atlantic. However, no work that has been said here, nor is meant that the island was returned to the Atlantic blocking surface with the effective lowering of the sea and later became submerged again, with the lifting sea levels. What happened, really, was the opposite. In all, the sea level remained unchanged, but there was kneeling in the seabed, followed by turf island fincas it, leading, therefore, the current platform of the Azores. Then you know more accurate data of this process, susceptible of restoration in all its details. A priori, it can be stated with great certainty that there, in the Azores, found the only place where a massive ground, once above sea level and now submerged, could be dammed and diverted the waters of the current Gulf. In addition to demonstrating this result general and cardinal, the figure 17 also illustrates the influence of the Loch X in isothermal Atlantic during the quaternary period. The isotherm 0-0 rose approximately in parallel with the meridians, left the northeast of North America, on 45 degrees north, along with the Gulf, which followed, and slowly rising to the north, where their emissary of a weak current of warm water, fighting pointlessly against the Labrador, the cold water, she outlined a mild wind, in addition to approximately 30 degrees west, continued at 50 degrees north, on his way to the east, towards the west coast of Europe, completely covered with ice. With this, the limits of the quaternary glaciation are theoretically reconstructed in perfect agreement with the location of the terminal moraines. The comparison between the weather again and the situation in fact, present in quaternary period, given all points. Thus it was shown that the total glaciation of northwestern Europe was a prerequisite and was conditional on the existence of an island in the Atlantic, which crashed in the Gulf. Figure 17. The Gulf Stream and North Atlantic Diluvial Isotherms. In general, the isotherms follow in parallel with the meridians. Instead of the West and Northwest Europe, as happens today, in those days the island of Atlantis, in front of the U.S. East Coast, enjoyed a privileged climate. The result of this research is of utmost importance to the problem. Certifies, and no doubt, the fact that, throughout the fourth geological period, in the area where today is located the islands of the Azores, there was a huge massive ground floor of some 400,000 square kilometers of surface, which blocked the current gulf and in large part, was responsible for his return to the west. At any time and in any event, this massive ground floor, where there is no doubt, must have disappeared, to sink by about 3 kilometers, has become the extension of the dorsal Atlantic submarine. Now we can go to the following question: when it sank, blockade of the Gulf? The answer is not very difficult, because the block the and disappeared in the Quaternary period. The disappearance of the Loch X coincided with the end of the Quaternary, or the flood. Gnomon is Toman. The very identity of geology produced the catastrophic disappearance of the blockade of the Gulf with the classic flood. We have the most or least helpful about the time when the hands of geology of the room moved to the fifth period. However, until recently and the subjective estimates exceeded the time objective counts. And yet there was nothing and there are negligible differences between the views of geologists and paleontologists. Therefore, it should listen to the greatest possible number of individual estimates, authentic and plausible to take the average, then it could be considered as the predominant theory, accepted by contemporary experts. It is really remarkable and which certifies the accuracy of the method, the average value to give to 12,000 years, today, accepted as best value estimate, obtained by the Geer, by counting the bands in ceramic decorations in Swedish, the Neolithic Lower, on the basis of which estimated the time elapsed between Quaternario and today. These two values, the best value computed by De Geer and our average, differ in a few 8% only. Taking into account the imprecision factor, inevitably present in such calculations estimated, this result can be deemed as quite satisfactory. Therefore, we may expect the correlation of contemporary geologists and paleontologists, the set of 12 millennia ago, or around 10,000 BC, the period marking the end of the Quaternary period and the beginning of the Holocene. This also was the date set in the Block X sank in the waves of the Atlantic and that until then had been diverted to the Gulf of Europe, leaving its west coast exposed to the advance of glaciers. We just find the time in March, divisor of geological periods. We just find the time of initiation of melting and subsequent retreat of glaciation, when the Gulf has its warm waters and winds of rain, since that has ceased to be diverted to the west, blocking the island and whose disappearance has then their free passage to the east. Thus, we detect the tracks of the greatest cataclysm experienced by human history. Never before have the recorded history of mankind most terrible and tragic event of that catastrophe of unimaginable proportions, happened some 12 millennia ago. The mental probe, launched in the shadow of the Quaternary period and the depths of the Atlantic, reached the target goal. Now you can compare the findings with what made the story of Atlantis from Plato contains comparable data. First, the narrative allows Platonic highlight three elements of comparison, e, referring to the location, the scale and the time of the cataclysm. Let's start with the first of these, to the test location. An excerpt of the report provides an approximate location Platonic, as saying, in view of the mouth that you used to call the Pillars of Hercules, there was an island, whose extent was greater than Libya and Asia together, and from there, it was then possible to cross to the other islands and those islands, for the whole continent, in front. It is highly informative to comment, saying that those islands could make the crossing to the continent, located opposite. This indication refers, surely, to the islands of Bermuda and Bahamas, the West Indies of today, and America. At that distant time, the island region must have been greater than today. The example of how South Florida appears as a remnant of continental land. The highest points of this part of land continental out of the surface ocean, and within a radius wider than that, comparatively, as part of Canada. This allows the Atlantis of Plato was located approximately in the latitude of Spain, between the European continent and the arch formed by the West Indies. The words, before the Pillars of Hercules, indicates its proximity to Europe, placing it, therefore, in the eastern Atlantic. To draw a line, from the latitude of Spain and continuing towards west, it crosses with land submerged in the seabed, at one point in the eastern Atlantic, namely in the Azores. Therefore, the Atlantis would have occupied this part of Central and North America, or at least have maintained contact with the people who lived there. This thesis is supported and confirmed by the legends of the indigenous population of Central America. However, where we're in the eastern Atlantic, the islands formerly existing at the time of Spain. Today, there are only and exclusively in the Azores, possibly, still part of the perimeter Bermuda and the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and finally to America. The location is not perfectly exact Platonic. However, the narrative conveyed by tradition, just the few local indications, which allow to reconstruct the real situation of the island submerged. Moreover, the following fact which did not go unnoticed by Athanasius Kircher and other researchers of times gone, it remains valid also for the current research, a recovery free from any prejudice, based on objective and conclusive account of the original text, or may choose another point within the North Atlantic. And this place needs is the point of intersection of the Gulf and Atlantic dorsal, which undoubtedly must have existed the Loch X at the time, an island above sea level, which divert the Gulf Stream, forcing its return to America. The second element of comparison used to test the territorial extension of Atlantis. Plato described Atlantis as the bigger than Libya and Asia together. Asia is the Platonic of time, today's Asia Minor, and Libya to the regions of North Africa, known in antiquity. This estimate is little summary information, considering also the limited notions of antiquity geodeticas and seasons that preceded it. It can be only the conclusion that, in fact, it was a very big island. Of greater importance it is the contingency of these generic data have been supplemented by other, more precise, when the narrative accounts that the region south of the island was a vast plain, covering an area of 3,000 by 2,000 stadia, and 6 million stadium squares are equal to 200,000 square kilometer. Supposed that this would have taken extensive plains more or less half of the total area of the island, it is a global extension of 400,000 square kilometer, i.e. the exact amount, calculated on the basis of the lines of depth within the Azores and computed independently of Platonic information. Turning now to the third element of comparison on the time of the disappearance of the island blocking the Gulf. Based on geological and date estimates in accordance with the best value, determined by De Geer, was unanimously given to both the time around 10,000 BC. The Egyptian informant from Plato said, shortly, first of all, it noted that a total of 9,000 years have passed, since, as reported, was that war. The text mentions that Platonic war ended with the earthquake that swept the Atlantis of the Earth's surface. The conversation between the priest of Neaeta and Solon took place around 570 BC, so according to tradition, Atlantis disappeared in about 9500 BC. The comparison of these two dates, 10,000 BC and 9500, shows an almost perfect agreement. Were three elements susceptible of examination? In testing the three, the indications given by Plato completely with what, regardless of them, was determined by exact methods, practiced within the natural sciences. The Atlantis and the Loch X located in the same place, the perimeter of the Azores. The area occupied by each was 400,000 square kilometer. They disappeared at the same time, approximately 10,000 years before the advent of the Christian era. This is the result, condensed into a few sentences, the critical and objective comparison of what we achieve. Dali is inferred, without reservations, by identity aid of the two objects of comparison. Duly attested by three tests, examining its key characteristics. The Atlantis was that X Loch. What, despite the 25,000 books on the subject, still awaiting solution, was detected by the probe of the exact search. She showed where the Atlantis slid up to 3,000 meters depth in the sea which gave its name. In the Gulf, there is, The tiny islets guard the secrecy of the Atlantic and the island of Atlantis. When the meteor passed by the area of the Azores, after launching Echo Echo to the seabed and annotate data by those accused of the deep surveys, hardly anyone of the crew would have done very remarkable idea of the meaning of sound pulses, returning the by far and recorded by ultra sensitive microphones installed on board. No mistrust that transmit the echo of a vanished world, since there was much the echo of Atlantis. After 12 millennia, those sound pulses, obtained by the method BIM, were the first people called to live a forgotten island in the ocean floor, which responded by returning them. Those poles have brought the first news of a massive underwater land. If it has the proper knowledge. However, no one on board the meteor could have understood its real meaning, the only technical sounding the depths, but with this, found the Atlantis. The enigma of eels. All tangible remnants of the Atlantic sank with the island, placing it is therefore beyond our control and, unfortunately, the monuments do not speak. Therefore, there is still present tangible realities, comprobatorias. However, there are other factors to which we can use evidential. Indeed, what the man has forgotten it was in memory of an animal species not evolved very far and the physical similarity with humans. The paleontologists know her well and has its origin in the Cretaceous period in the Mesozoic era. This is the eel. European eels retain their enigma, closely related to the island of Atlantis. Apparently, a practice seemingly senseless behavior, which, however, passes from generation to generation, under a compulsory instinct, hereditary. Twice in his life crossing the immense extension of the Atlantic, they do the crossing for the first time, are small, the size of a match, colorless, but the second crossing are mature, marriageable. In addition to apparent lack of meaning, this rite of passage, which also found no reasonable ground, endangering the survival of the species, therefore, along these journeys on the high seas, years on end, the shoals of eels are exposed to an on number of potential enemies in the much higher than that found in freshwater or shallow lakes. Therefore, all the more puzzling is the fact that the eel persists in its strange ritual, despite the enormous efforts and the dangers which that entails. Since the time of Aristotle, the scientific world this puzzle of eels. However, Aristotle had been in the hands of the secret key. It gave credit to the Platonic narrative, in Phaedra, to condemn it. That is because neither Aristotle nor any other person poster found a plausible explanation for the fact that in European rivers, only live eel females. For now, this aquatic species has not been sufficiently observed and, therefore, the chances learned proliferate. It was only Jos Schmidt who observed and recorded the eel migration in its maps, however, find the answer to this biological aspect of this instinctive behavior, incomprehensible. However, it is something to respect. The eel starts life in the underwater flora of the Sargasso Sea, a sea of warm waters, the extent of central and located to the west, southwest of the Azores. Sargasso is the name of a brown alga of the family of Fucaceae, belonging to the genus Sargassum, and its underwater flora, the sea well deserves its name. Today as formerly, since there is the Atlantic, the currents there accumulate huge plants up to 300 meters in length, which accompany the movement of waves. No virgin forest, on dry land, could compete in size, freshness, abundance and plant varieties with those underwater jungles. Of all the backs hit by the eddy currents slow, the bodies of wreck and algae are being collected, and in the center, where almost no motion and the water stops are, they intertwine and confuse. In this paradise of the eel, Sargasso celebrate its mating. The American eel put their eggs in the western and eastern European region in the Sargasso Sea. Born tiny fertilized egg being transparent, which has expressed the enigmatic migratory instinct. Dot. Figure 18. Distribution of European eel, according to John Schmidt. Black spot, the spawning area, dotted area, puppies, dashed area, adult eels. Schmidt commented about. The map shows that in contrast to the eel in Indonesia, The European eel to go a great distance to return to their region of origin, which it is spawning. Gradually, leave Sargasso, sight of his first child and seek the edge of the eddy, where the Gulf Stream to accept these puppies into the hot, blue water, to lead them towards the east, to the remote beaches in Europe West. This trip lasts 3 years and in its place, the eels, at the beginning, small and transparent, to be evolving from brown, green and agile movements, as the snake as long as they could not survive and serve as food for many larger fish, for which they are hunted. Off the coast, dividing the school, then fall, the males remain in salted water in the sea and the females entering the outfall of the rivers of Europe. They ascend the rivers, bear all natural obstacles, as well as artificial and even an occasional crossing to stand on dry land. This strange separation of the sexes lasts for 2 years. With 5 years of the adult eel is, then make the separate schools to meet. Males await their females, and down the rivers, meeting, undertake the journey of marriage, back to the Sargasso Sea. In many gatherings, the school gathered back to the land of his childhood, deaf and blind to all the dangers around him. Notwithstanding the hungry birds, watching them over the back and the fish and dolphins, that in pursuing high seas, still in its course, swimming at great depths, perhaps taking advantage of the current cold, warm under the gulf, at anti-parallel. In any case, the eel run this script full in relatively short time of only 140 days. Those that survive the nuptial procession, withdraw up to underwater vegetation in the Sargasso Sea where the mating takes place. Ali then killed the old eels and the pups born, starting a new cycle of life and death in dot uninterrupted sequence. This cycle of life and death has two aspects incomprehensible. First, that this migration dangerous, complicated, crossing the ocean twice and that involves serious risks for the survival of the species. Secondly, that the females ascend alone, the rivers of freshwater and the males remain in the ocean. The second aspect is cause-solution, as the eel only become adult females in freshwater. Although the details are still ignored the chemical process by promoting these developments, there remains the fact, explained above, which applies a sufficient explanation, that the females go to an area where there are large continental rivers of freshwater. However, soon another detail is incomprehensible. The West Indies would be very close to the Sargasso Sea, but despite this, the offspring of European eels, rather than go to the west, take direction opposite to the east, to the more distant European continent, although this route is much more dangerous and long, taking 3 years to complete. Presumably, the offspring of eels, is how you could argue by instinct innate, hereditary, choose the longer path, because, due to the gulf, is it requires less effort. By following this route, all you have to do is let yourself go for warm waters, seeking instinctively and blue strip of the gulf leads them, as an excellent means of transport, fast and secure for the nearest continent. This argument explains why the females prefer to the gulf in order, brought it, take the long trip to Europe, arriving thus to your destination, fresh waters, where they become adults. However, why males should track females to expose themselves, unnecessarily, to a number of hazard, free without to that end, there was a biological necessity, equal to the force for females. The fact that all the eels swim in the gulf, until the females are fresh and they become adults, so and so fismaval proof that the desire of becoming adult is not the only motivation of the journey, as this motivation applies only to females, although lacking in direction for males. Therefore, the tendency to reach the maturity is not of primary importance, but the eels simply have the desire to take leave by the warm waters of the Gulf. In this respect, still explain why a strange detail, this will is imperative, despite the great distance between the Sargasso Sea, and Europe, within easy reach, via the Gulf. And, again, the distance factor as it is decisive. And this strongly emphasizes the second puzzle in the life of the eel. It is the contingency of foreign females need fresh water to be adults, although the nearest continent where they can find it to be the Great Distance and the West Indies, and nearest, cannot be achieved by the Gulf Stream.